Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another cold morning with temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s, but I'll show you the pattern change that's going to bring us a little more warmth.
A Halifax County school in shock after one of its students is hit while stepping off a school bus. We're tracking the response as charges are filed in this case.
And we have you covered on the first day of March Madness with reporters in Orlando and Denver as our two local teams prepare for play. Yeah, not a whole lot of work will be getting done today for sure.
Exactly.
It is 6 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. We also have a little March Madness with our weather, winter blasts, and a little spring, then back to winter. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith, in for Jeff Hogan. Yeah, keep those winter coats handy for sure. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRCB Weather Center, tracking another cold morning.
Yeah, that March weather tends to keep us on our toes. It's a coat weather again this morning. Third morning in a row with temperatures below freezing. That freeze warning again in effect this morning, 30 degrees. Currently at RDU. We're looking at our winds shifting today, though. Our wind's been steady out of the west-northwest. It's bringing the cold air in. That changes today to southerly. That's going to help to warm things up. It's nice and clear. It should be a really nice day today, but it is a cold start. It's 32 in Fayetteville, 27 in Southern Pines, 28 Goldsboro, and South Hills, 27 degrees in Roxboro. The wind is calm, so we don't have a wind chill this morning like we did yesterday. And it'll be a fairly quick warm-up. We're in the mid-50s at lunchtime. We'll be in the mid-60s this afternoon. So if it's too cold for you to get out and exercise this morning, it looks much nicer this evening. Even at 7 o'clock, we're still sitting at 62 degrees. Tomorrow, even warmer. We're going to see a high of 72, but we have a front that comes in, and that's going to bring us some rain during the evening. We could see it as early as late afternoon, but I'll walk through the timeline to help you plan around your St. Patrick's Day. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now, and we're going to head out to South Durham for a live look at I-40 at 7:51. That eastbound traffic is getting a little busier, but still we're looking fine as you head out of Chapel Hill and on into South Durham from 15501 to 885. No delays showing up right now with that live sensor data. Just check with Raleigh 911. Not seeing any problems on major routes around Wake County. The Beltline is all clear this morning, and 87 looks good as you head through Knightdale. We'll be back with another live update of weather and traffic in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Today, a school in Halifax County is dismissing early after a student was hit by a car while getting off the school bus. That student is in critical condition this morning. WRL's Naya Harden joins us now with what we've learned about this case. Naya, good morning. Okay, it seems like we have technical issues with her live shot, but we can tell you that 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell was a student hit. He is still in the hospital fighting for his life. Today, students and staff will have a chance to process what happened. The school will have support staff and dismiss early. 51-year-old Howard Yee is charged with reckless driving. The Highway Patrol says he was driving a Tesla Model Y when he passed a stopped school bus on Highway 561 and hit the 17-year-old who was getting off the bus. Another student in the neighborhood says she wishes drivers would slow down.
Crossing the road to get off the bus, that's normal. You should feel safe getting off the bus. Any kid should feel safe getting off the bus.
We're working to learn when Yee will appear in court, and the Halawasapony School will be dismissing at noon today.
Well, breaking news, a major investment bank is seeing its shares soar 30% after a loan to stave off fears about a global financial crisis. Credit Suisse, which is based in Switzerland, revealed just after 1 o'clock this morning it will borrow $54 billion to shore up its finances after it fears of failure. The move is meant to calm investors and depositors who are spooked over the collapse of two U.S. banks in the past week. While the issues facing Credit Suisse are different than the ones the American banks faced, it was enough to send stocks plunging yesterday.
And here in the Live Center, taking a look at where futures stand right now. This is the live board. They are mixed. The S&P 500 down about 7 points this morning. The Dow Jones is down 82. NASDAQ is up 20 points. This is the future board. This has been fluctuating all morning long after yesterday's fears of a widespread banking crisis. Yesterday, at one point, the Dow Jones fell 725 points. Again, just about an hour ago, all of these were in the green. I'm going to keep an eye on this and bring you the latest from the Live Center. We're working to learn this morning whether charges will be filed in a deadly crash involving a motorcycle. It happened just after 7:30 last night in Fayetteville on Yadkin Road. Police posted this picture to Facebook.
They tell us a man involved in that crash was found in the middle of the road. He later died at the hospital. Investigators have not said who that man was or what led to the crash. Yadkin Road reopened just before 11 p.m.
A third person wanted for the murder of a 15-year-old in Rocky Mount is still on the run this morning. Police are looking for 19-year-old DeShondo Alston Jr. Two others are in custody and facing murder charges. Records obtained by WREL show police were called to the home where the teen was shot and killed nearly 70 times between March of 2021 and Monday night. This is on Tarborough Street. Officers also found stolen guns and drugs. Police are not naming the victim out of respect for his family. This is the third time a child has been shot in Rocky Mount in the past 6 weeks.
Governor Cooper is headed to several schools around the state to talk about his plan to fund them in the year ahead. The governor will make stops in Rayford and Greensboro today. The visits come one day after he released his budget proposal. It includes an 18% pay raise for public school teachers. It would also fully fund the court-ordered Leandro plan, which aims to provide equitable education for students across the state. Republican lawmakers have called Cooper's plan dead on arrival because of its cost, which tops $34 billion.
Well, today, North Carolina could take another step forward in reforming its preschool and daycare industry. A state Senate committee will discuss a bill to change the rating system that assigns 1 to 5 stars to those child care programs. It's part of a larger package to invest in the industry, which is facing a staffing shortage and an affordability crisis. We have in-depth coverage of it all on WREL.com's NC Capital page.
Happening now, Wake County Public Schools is looking for your feedback as it searches for a new superintendent. The school system launched its community survey, which you can find on its website. It asks parents, students, and people in the community how important certain traits and issues are as the school system searches for a new leader. Current Superintendent Kathy Moore plans to retire July 1st. You have until April 18th to fill out the survey.
Now to the road to the Final Four. The first round of matchups in the NCAA tournament kicks off today. The fifth-seeded Duke Blue Devils will play 12-seed Oral Roberts. Tip-off 7:10 tonight. WRN's Chris Lee will give us a preview from Orlando at 6:30. NC State, holding practice ahead of its first game as well. WRN's Casey Hintz will take us to Denver in the next 10 minutes.
Several big projects could take a step forward today at RDU International, where you're looking live right now. The Airport Authority Board is meeting to consider future plans. That includes hiring contractors for an expansion to one of the economy parking lots and for growth at Terminal 2, the main terminal. The discussion comes as the airport sees a steady increase in passengers and is increasing the number of flights available. Today's meeting starts at 11.
This morning, people in the Northeast are digging their way out from under as much as 3 feet of snow. President Biden approving a disaster declaration for New York State. Thousands of people there and in Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire went without power last night. Well, California expecting more snow and floods today from another atmospheric river. Take a look at this. New video showing a dramatic rescue from flooding in the Los Angeles River. You can see a man clinging to a wall to keep from being swept away as a helicopter lowers a first responder to pull him to safety. The man is being treated for hypothermia. Officials say he was in the water for about 30 minutes before being rescued.
Good work by those first responders. We have a scam warning for you from Chapel Hill's Police Department. Officers say a scammer is calling people, pretending to be a sergeant with the department and saying that it's imperative they call him back. The scammer will tell you he is working to resolve legal issues at the police station. Police say if you get a call like that, do not call the number he gives you. Officers will never ask you for money over the phone.
On you this morning, fewer pregnant women are dying in the U.S. A report released after midnight from the CDC shows 733 deaths during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth last year. That's a big drop from the year before when that number topped 1,200. Experts say the death rate is on track to drop to pre-pandemic levels, but that's not great because the rate before COVID-19 was the highest it's been in decades. Scientists believe COVID can be especially dangerous to pregnant women and believe it was the reason for the spike in 2021.
Still ahead, a mother describes why she had to shoot and kill her own son.
I was living in fear, trying to protect myself.
The drug she says her son was using that is now getting into the hands of other young people. Plus.
God, you know, nobody was here.
A local restaurant manager sharing why he's happy no one showed up for the dinner rush earlier this week. That's ahead at 6:30.
And if you're tired of the chilly temperatures, we get a little bit of a break for the next couple of days. Mid-60s today, 72 for tomorrow. But we do have some rain in the forecast for Friday night. If you have St. Patrick's Day plans, I'll show you how to work around the rain.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 12, starting cold again this morning, but this is the last warning, at least for the next couple of days, that we'll be dealing with temperatures that are this cold. That freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. We take a look at temperatures. It's 32 in Fayetteville. It's 30 in Durham. It's 30 degrees in Rocky Mount. But just like yesterday, it's nice and clear. The difference is it's not as breezy as it was. So we're not dealing with a wind chill this morning. Still, it's cold out there. You want to grab your coat. Temperatures tomorrow morning will be significantly warmer, but we do have some colder air coming by the end of the weekend. At the bus stop this morning, again, it's definitely a winter coat sort of a day. Our temperatures by lunchtime, though, climb to 55, and it's much milder this afternoon as we climb into the mid-60s with lots of sunshine. We do have some showers in the forecast for part of Friday. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 6:13. We're keeping watch on traffic all over the region, and we are getting our first incident of the morning reported out on Capitol Boulevard at Highwoods Boulevard. A disabled vehicle out there, not seeing any big delays near that 440 interchange. We'll watch it, let you know if that changes. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh, just starting to see the delays building on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. A 1 minute delay showing up right now. Once you get up to Business 70, everything's moving along well through Garner. Also coming in from Wake Forest this morning, a 1 minute slowdown on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540. Renee?
Brian, thanks. There's a new push to label embalming fluid as a controlled substance after a mother shot and killed her own son, who she says threatened her life while using it. The fluid is a chemical used by funeral homes to slow down the decomposition of bodies. But some young people are using it as a cheap and easy way to get high. We spoke with the mother from Wilson, who says it made her son dangerous.
I was living in fear, trying to protect myself. And, you know, he was just like, when he went high, he was good. But when they get high off this embalming fluid, it makes them a monster.
A new bill being considered by state lawmakers would criminalize embalming fluid, making it a class one felony for a funeral director or embalmer to give or sell it.
Well, this afternoon, small business owners in and around Mooresville can learn more about the resources available to them. Local and state leaders, including Secretary of State Elaine Marshall and Congresswomen Deborah Ross and Valerie Fouché, are hosting a town hall. They'll share options for struggling businesses. There'll be a talk with three local business owners. It starts at 4:30 at the Hub RTP Experience Center in Mooresville.
It can be hard to know when to go to the doctor when you're feeling sick. Catherine Herb, a family nurse practitioner in Wendell, likes what she calls the snot test. So she says the color of your snot can be a good indication of whether you have allergies or something more serious.
Nothing's ever 100%, but it is certainly a good tool that our patients can use just to help them figure out what's causing their symptoms.
For a breakdown on what different colors might mean, look for this story on WREL.com.
As March Madness kicks off, the Duke Blue Devils are looking for a first-round win against Oral Roberts. Tip-off is at 7:10 at the Amway Center in Orlando. WR's Chris Lee is in Orlando for that game. Coming up in the next half hour, he has a preview of tonight's matchup. NC State's first-round game is tomorrow against Creighton. WR's Casey Hens is in Denver to cover their NCAA journey. She shows us how the Pack are preparing.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Denver, Colorado, most famously known as the Mile High City. But did you know the very first cheeseburger was also invented here, actually not far from Ball Arena back in 1935. It's just incredible. One simple ingredient was a complete game changer for the burger. That got me thinking about NC State's season and their ingredient, the transfer portal. Head coach Kevin Keats and his newly assembled staff brought in guys like Jack Clark, Jarkel Joyner, DJ Burns, and they helped turn this program from a 20-plus loss season last year to its first NCAA tournament bid in 5 years. Now, speaking of big man Burns, I hope you have a big appetite because tomorrow's matchup will also feature a premier battle in the paint with Burns and Blue Jays 7-foot-1 center Ryan Kalkbrenner. Keats says they've got to be prepared for his versatility.
You know, he does a great job of posting up deep in the paint. He's really talented around the rim. And so he's a tough matchup. I think we have to do a great job of being prepared to guard him different ways and try to figure out how we can score against him.
Coming up here today, the Pack are set to practice on the court here at Ball Arena for the very first time. We'll get the guys' reaction. Plus, I'll dig a little deeper into this matchup between number 11 seed NC State and 6th seed Creighton. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Denver.
Looking forward to a lot of close games where the lead keeps switching. Our weather keeps switching as well. We've got winter, then we'll get spring, and then winter again. Starting off cold with a freeze warning, Elizabeth.
Once again, this is a third morning in a row. And then we're going to get a little break. But by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're probably right back at it with these temperatures that are going to be at or below freezing. Looking at a warm St. Patrick's Day. It's been a chilly week so far. We're going to see 70s tomorrow just for one day because the cold front comes through Friday night. And that's going to bring the colder temperatures back for Saturday and Sunday. We do have some rain that could interfere with our St. Patrick's Day plans. At one point, it looked like it would be closer to midnight. Now it looks like the timing of this is speeding up. So we're going to walk through that coming up over the next couple of minutes. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking fine this morning. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is clear. This high pressure system is helping to keep the sunshine with us for today and for the first part of tomorrow. But here comes the system that's going to bring us the rain on Friday. Friday temperatures are going to be pretty pleasant. We're going to start in the morning with temperatures in the mid-40s. We'll see lunchtime temperatures in the mid-60s and highs in the afternoon in the low 70s. And it should be fairly mild through the evening as well. We'll have a small chance of a shower during the afternoon, but the best chance of rain will come during the mid to late evening. Our next system, of course, is likely to bring us some rain through early Saturday as well. But Saturday doesn't look like a washout. Looks like it's going to move through pretty quickly Saturday, and most of Saturday will be dry. Let's walk through today and tomorrow, even into Saturday morning on Futurecast today. It's a no-brainer. We're just looking at mostly sunny skies with a mild temperature in the mid-60s. Now, by Friday morning, we'll see some cloud cover. Even by 8 a.m., there's some rain that's back to the west, but it really doesn't look like we see much of it here until much later. Here's lunchtime. It looks fairly dry, minus a sprinkle up to the north. There's 5 o'clock. We're still dry for the evening commute. And then after that, we see the rain moving in between 8 and 9 in the triangle, and then between, say, 9 and 10 in some of our eastern counties. It's out of here pretty quickly, though, on Saturday at 8 a.m., most of the rain is out of the triangle, and by 9 or 10, it's out of, say, Goldsboro and Clinton and our eastern counties. After that, we should see some sunshine during the afternoon. How much rainfall Friday night? We were looking at maybe a half an inch. This latest run of the computer models is half an inch to an inch, and so that's bumped up just a little bit. It does look like it's going to be nice and mild on Friday, but if you're headed out for St. Patrick's Day festivities, if you're going to be out past 8 or 9 o'clock, you're going to want to take along your raincoat or your umbrella. That rain's out early Saturday, so most of Saturday is dry. Sunday is cool at 50 degrees. Sunday morning, 33, 30 Monday, and 33 Tuesday morning. So we're back to some freezing temperatures. On Monday, it's the first day of spring. We're still below normal, but we're getting closer to normal by the middle of next week. Brian?
It is 6:20 right now, and we're still watching this disabled vehicle on Capitol Boulevard at Highwoods Boulevard. We are starting to see a little bit of a southbound delay there approaching that intersection as you head southbound on Capitol Boulevard away from Trawick Road. So just want to keep that in mind this morning as they work to get that cleared. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good with no other crashes, no other big delays, just starting to see the usual backups coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. In Durham, we're all clear on I-40 out at 15501. That camera shows traffic flowing freely. And if you're heading out to the airport, either from Raleigh or Durham on I-40, both directions looking fine, approaching Aviation Parkway and Airport Boulevard.
UNC Chapel Hill is confronting its own past. Still ahead, how the university is taking action today as it grapples with its history with racism and slavery.
Also, the U.S. military revealing that alleged Russian attack on a drone was made on a higher level than the Kremlin admits.
Then ahead on today, how a giant clump of seaweed so big that it can be seen from space is threatening spring breakers along the coast.
And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The internet is saying farewell to what was once seen as the future of eyewear.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, it never really said hello to it, apparently.
That's true.
Google is officially ending sales of Google Glass. You might remember the augmented reality smart glasses first unveiled back in 2013. They have changed a few times over the years, never caught on. But you know what? We tried these back in 2014 here on The Morning News.
I remember that.
Bill Leslie wore the Google glasses live on the air. I think we all kind of took a turn wearing them. And I just remember they got really hot. It was just burning up that little processor.
Oh, my God.
And I remember thinking, why? What is the whole purpose to see something, in your vision, but then also see what's ahead? I never really understood the why. And after Bill and you, we never saw anybody else wear it.
Just what became of those glasses, by the way?
Yeah. Good question.
They're saying it ain't working.
Yeah. Probably in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, goodbye Google Glass. The Labrador Retriever no longer is America's favorite dog. The American Kennel Club now says the French Bulldog is the most popular breed of 2022. And it is the first time in 31 years that labs have not earned the top spot.
Wow.
As for the least popular dog, that is the English Foxhound.
Yeah, supposedly that dog has been gaining popularity over the years, and last year it was number two. And it's known for its calm demeanor, doesn't need as much exercise. So I can see why. How can you resist that face?
And bulldogs make wrinkles look really good. They're very cute. But we know where Brian Schrader stands with favorite breeds.
Miniature schnauzer all the way.
Oh, Vivian, sweet Vivian. Thanks, Brian. One North Carolina high schooler is making headlines for an impressive college application. Meet Anaya Richardson from Concord, which is just outside of Charlotte. She is graduating this spring with a 4.2 GPA. Anaya has been accepted to 28 different colleges and has been offered a total of $2.1 million in scholarships. She wants to be a therapist to help cancer patients. She also taught herself how to play several musical instruments.
I started teaching myself guitar. I did violin freshman year, and then I tried to learn drums this year, and I'm kind of getting into it.
A self-learner, a self-starter, Anaya says she's still waiting on two more schools to decide where to go. We'll keep you posted.
Just ahead at 6:30, incredible video that you do not want to miss. The U.S. military has released the footage of the Russian fighter jet forcing down a U.S. drone over the Black Sea. We'll have that for you coming up.
And I think we're in the routine now. You got to grab your coat as you're heading out the door. Temperatures are in the upper 20s to low 30s, but I'll show you the pattern change. It's going to bring us some warmer air later today.